This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Sean Wade with Plains Cotton Growers on the ERP program.
Certainly, the decisions that USDA made in rolling out the 2022 ERP program have been questioned by many, many producers, producer groups, commodity organizations across the United States. Certainly, it's gotten the attention of some of the folks in Congress who are also asking those pertinent questions about, you know, why they made some of those calls. And folks are, you know, investigating, you know, maybe if there's anything that can be done to remedy some of those issues that we're seeing. The 2022 ERP program was going, you know, we knew kind of going in that there wasn't going to be sufficient funds initially allocated to that program to cover all the losses. You know, we certainly anticipated USDA following the procedures from the ERP 2020 and 2021 programs when it came to just implementing the program and then, you know, utilizing whatever factor would need to be made or imposed on those potential payments or benefits to fit within the allocated funds. Unfortunately, they did not, you know, choose to follow the same procedures that they used in the previous ERP and come up with some different payment factoring schemes and some other program mechanisms that have really kind of raised a lot of eyebrows. So there is a significant amount of discussion going on right now about that program, what maybe can be done to remedy some of those issues and you know, hopefully come to a maybe a better final outcome for producers.
It's Growing Cotton.